What had happened was that the witch put Princess Floralinda in a tower 40 flights high, but said it wasn't personal. She told her to cheer up. "Princes will be flocking from near and far to rescue you," she said. "I've covered all my bases. There's a golden sword at the gates for a prize, if the prince doesn't care over much for princesses. And once he battles his way up 39 flights, you're free to go. I don't really mind what happens from this point in."
"I do think you might ask for a ransom from my mother and father instead," said Floralinda, still dabbing at her eyes. "That's quite normal these days," for she did not want to be rude and suggest the tower was déclassé.
The witch shrieked with laughter.
"You? No," she said. "You have butter-coloured curls and eyes as blue as sapphires. The moment I saw you, I knew a tower was crucial. Witches are all slaves to instinct. This is a really commonplace cruelty for a thing like me," she finished modestly.
"But I think a tower so restrictive," poor Floralinda persisted. "Why don't you trade me to foreign kings or sell me to a sorcerer?"
The witch accused her of having a low mind.
"I am doing this for the art of the thing," she said. "I'm certainly making nothing off this endeavour. Nothing about it is economical. The bottom flight is guarded by a dragon with diamond-encrusted scales. They say it's a bad idea to put the most expensive one at the bottom, but I like to let princes know I mean business."
"It sounds very difficult for the prince," said Floralinda.
"Oh, horribly. I never skimp where monsters are concerned. There's a different kind on each floor, and I have picked them specially for abhorrence. I had difficulties with my prince's per month rate the last time. I'll be interested to see if I've corrected it. Now, princess, no more questions. You wait patiently and lock the door and don't go down the stairs, because the flight below this one is filled with goblins. A sort of digestif, you understand, and they'll tear you to pieces. I have left you a flask of water, a flask of milk, a wheaten loaf and a white, and an orange. And there's a knife to peel the orange and cut the bread. That's more than enough to be going on with. Be a good girl, and I imagine a prince will be along presently."